With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Bozeman Democrat Tom Woods is dropping out of the race for Montana's only congressional seat because he's not raised enough money to continue a competitive campaign. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
Woods made his announcement to supporters on social media. He says making the decision to drop out wasn't easy.
It's about the numbers. There's a couple of folks in the race here who have raised about 10 to 15 times as much money as I have. And we're heading into a time in the race where you really have to start spending money on media, and I just don't have it.
Woods says he received about $30,000 in campaign contributions since he announced his candidacy last October. He's a teacher and a self-described progressive who is using his campaign to promote expanded Medicare for all Americans, human rights, and fighting big money in politics. Woods is considering running for re-election to represent Bozeman in the Montana House, but he wishes the pay was a little higher.
I calculated out to about $4 an hour, to be spend 90 days away from my family. And although I love the policy work, I like working across the aisle, I enjoy the work, it's not a good job.
There are four other Democrats still running in the attempt to unseat Montana's Republican incumbent Congressman Greg Gianforte. I'm Steve Shadley, YPR News.
Liberian refugee Wilmont Collins has been sworn in as the mayor of Helena, the first black mayor of any city in Montana's history. Collins has said his priorities include finding a way to hire more firefighters and police officers while addressing teen and veteran homelessness and improving tourism. A Missoula Democratic state senator is leaving her seat and stepping into the role of deputy director of state corrections. The Montana Department of Corrections announced today that Senator Cynthia Wolken was selected to help lead the department, along with Director Reginald Michael. During her two terms in the Montana Senate, Wolken chaired the Commission on Sentencing, which led to bipartisan support for passing reforms to the state's criminal justice system in the 2017 legislative session. Wolken earned a law degree from the Washington University School of Law in St. Louis, Missouri. Wolken's first day on the job is January 3rd. The Missoulian reports she will resign from the Senate in February. The Missoula Board of County Commissioners will select a replacement for the vacant seat from candidates provided by the Missoula County Democratic Central Committee. That appointee must run for re-election this year. While coal production is down nationwide, a new report says it still brings a lot of money to Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Calling it a, quote, significant source of revenue, a new state legislative report says coal brought nearly $81 million to state and local governments in 2016. The report also says a coal severance tax made up nearly 4% of Montana's total tax revenue. That's a little less than what the state brought in from taxes on cigarettes. The report was produced for the Environmental Quality Council, a group of lawmakers and members of the public. They were tasked by the 2017 legislature with investigating the environmental and economic impacts of reducing or eliminating coal production in the state. Montana is the nation's sixth largest coal producer. But from 2008 to 2016, less expensive natural gas, cheaper renewables, and environmental lawsuits drove the state's coal production down by nearly a third. However, the state's coal severance tax remained relatively stable because it isn't based on the amount of coal dug up from the ground. It's based in part on the contract sales price, which has risen over the past two decades. The report's author, Legislative Services Division Office of Research and Policy Analysis Director Sonia Nowakowski, says she'll present further findings on the financial impact of coal in Montana to the Environmental Quality Council on January 17th. Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Montanans are required to pay a little more to register their vehicles starting in 2018. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
State lawmakers approved the fee hikes in their last session. Basically, it means a 3% hike for all transactions involving all motor vehicles starting in the new year. The cost depends on the age of your car or truck. State officials say the cost for a newer vehicle 4 years or younger will be about $8 per registration transaction. Vehicles 5 to 10 years old will be nearly $5, and expect about a $3 increase for cars and trucks more than 11 years old. According to state reports, the base average registration fee in Montana for a newer vehicle is about $215. That's while cars and trucks 5 to 10 years old, it's nearly $90. And for vehicles more than 10 years old, the base rate is about $30. That's without the fee increases added. The state also is charging a higher fee for the Montana Highway Patrol. It goes up from $5 to $10 per vehicle as the new year gets underway. Steve Shadley, YPR News.